If you want to achieve something in life, you set the objective, then you go for it. If you want to achieve that goal, that objective in life, you set that objective, you put that time in, and you just go and make it happen. That is what we're going to focus on this week, setting the objective and going for it. I'm so pumped today. I just ran my fifth full marathon a couple days ago, 4:42:05, by setting the objective. And I did something that I did this year. This is the first time in my life that I ever ran two full marathons in 1 year. Now, I've ran many half marathons. And up to this year, I had not ran a marathon in 9 years. And I ran a marathon in the spring in Myrtle Beach. Oh, to me, it was a disaster. But I decided, let me sign up for a next marathon, set the objective, and go for it. And this podcast is dedicated to my pacer who helped me come across the finish line. I couldn't do it without you, Mr. David He. I love you, buddy. I appreciate you. And we're going to tie all of this together. Hello, greatness to everyone all around the world. Let me calm down. Let me come down a notch. Set the objective and go after it. You set the objective and go after it. We're going to get deeper into that and learn some lessons that I learned in my marathon. Here's the first lesson that I learned in my marathon. There are people in life that are created and designed to help you reach your destiny. Pause. There are people in life all around this world, over 8 billion people, whether in your neighborhood, whether they on the continent you live in, whether they in your city, your job, your business, there are people all around the world. They are placed on this earth to help you reach your destiny. And I realized, and I was reminded on this race, 26.2 miles of life lessons, that you don't have to do it all by yourself. That goal, that objective that you are going after today, I want you to realize you don't have to do it all by yourself. You see, what happens is that we live in this society now, or in this world now, we want to show everybody all of our accomplishments. We want to show everybody how we got to the top of the mountain. But we don't want to ask, some of you don't want to ask nobody for no help to get to the top of the mountain. Because you're saying, oh, I want to prove them that I can go to the top of the mountain. But you know how many millions and millions of people have already gone to the top of the mountain? And how, here is how people help you reach your destiny. It could be a book. All you might need to do is read a book. All you might need to do is take a class or take a course. All you might need is to get a coach. All you might need is to get a mentor. All you might need to do is get a training partner. All you might need to do is get in a tribe or community like Winners for Life Coaching Podcast. Where this is a community where you discover your success, your greatness, and purpose, and destiny. And all you need is maybe just someone to encourage you to get to the top. Here's the coaching question to you today. What are you trying to accomplish? And I make sure I say trying. Because you don't have to try to do it by yourself. Because if you're trying, you're trying, you're trying, you don't have to do it by yourself. So what are you trying to accomplish? Because if you try, you try, and you have that mindset, well, I'm trying. No, I don't want you to try. You make it happen. What are you focusing on? That objective that you're doing all by yourself and you don't want to ask nobody for help. And the reason why you don't want to ask nobody for help is because of pride. Life lessons that I've learned from my marathon. There are people out there to help you reach your destiny. Here is the second life lesson that I learned. As I was running with my pacer, Mr. David Heat, who can run circles around me when it came to running. But he said, I'm going to help you. About 2 weeks ago, he said, I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you get across that finish line. And I remember when he said, Antonio, what's your strategy for your race? I thought about it, but I didn't really thought about it until he said, what's your strategy, Antonio? King Tones, Antonio Lionel Thompson. He said, what is your strategy for your marathon? Life lesson right there. What is your strategy? You want to get to the other side, but how is the strategy? Are you going to get there by boat, plane, or are you going to swim? Is it your strategy to be there by the end of the month, next year? We're closing in now, coming to the end of the year. What is your strategy for next year? Because if you haven't realized in a few months, we are going to cross over into 2024. Let me ask myself, Antonio, what is your strategy for the next couple of months? But life lesson two, he said this. At mile 22, all of a sudden, my legs cramped up. So I had to run and I had to walk. I had to run and I had to walk. I had to run and I had to walk. And then I noticed the pace. He said, Antonio, he said, if you want to get across this finish line at 4 hours and 30 minutes, he said, right now, he said, our pace is, we are below that pace. Meaning that we're not running at the speed that we should be running to get across the finish line. So I was peeing and I was stopping, drinking some water, taking my gels. I had the energy, but it just had my legs cramped up. And I said, I'm not going to give up. And every time we had like 4 more miles left. I say, how many miles we have left? He said, you have 1 more mile. 1 more mile, Antonio. And what he was doing, I realized what he was doing. He was focusing on me taking 1 mile at a time. Then he starts saying things that make me laugh. Here I'm running a marathon. About 4 miles to go or 10 miles to go. I'm painting, I'm aching. And he's making me laugh. And I realized what he was doing. In that moment, he was making me laugh. Because when I smiled, it changed everything inside of me. It made me felt so good. So he was telling me all these things that, you know, when you smile, how it makes your body feel. And I understand what he was saying. And guess what I was doing? On a marathon, I was smiling and laughing. But then reality set in and he realized, based on his calculations, he said, Antonio, we're not going to get 4:30. He said, let us focus on finishing the race. But this is what he said that changed my life. He said, sometimes in life, going after that goal or that objective, you have to adjust the strategy to reach the goal. He said, sometimes in life, Antonio, you still go after the objective, but you may have to adjust the strategy. And he realized, he was letting me know, you're not going to run the pace right now that you want to run, because you keep cramping up every couple hundred yards or two. You keep cramping up. It's like the body wanted to shut down. And he said, well, if you walk the whole way, you're still going to reach. Or you run and jog or do a couple sprints. And what he was letting me know, hey, we still coming across this finish line, baby. We still coming across this finish line. We might not come across the finish line at 4 hours and 30 minutes, but we are coming across this finish line. And he was letting me realize, you got to make a decision now, Antonio. Are you going to walk for the next 4 miles to finish this race? Are you going to run the next 4 miles to finish this race? Are you going to run at a lower pace? Because he said, you can run at this pace right now, and this pace will get us across the finish line. So we're going to get there. We might not get there at 4 hours and 30 minutes, but we're going to get there. Or are you going to run and jog? Run and jog. Run and jog. Run a little bit. Walk. Run a little bit. Walk. Run a little bit and walk. And as I was going on those last 4 miles, I would see 300 yards. He said, how far you want to run? I say, I want to get to that train track. So I'll run to the train track. Stop there. Walk a few yards. He said, how far you want to run again? I say, I want to run to that garbage tin. I will run to that garbage tin. And sometimes I say, no, let me pass the garbage tin. And I realized that in the race, I was not expecting to cramp up. I did everything that I was supposed to do, train. Of course, you could have done more. I know the night before the race, I couldn't really sleep. But I said, I'm not giving up. I'm not giving up. I already told my family, I said, I'm coming across the line at 4 hours and 30 minutes. When my wife called me, she said, where are you? I said, I am at mile 22, baby. Because I was focused. On the objective. Here's another thing that I realized. Don't be afraid to let the world know what you want to accomplish in life. Don't be afraid to let the world know, hey, I'm going to run a marathon, and I'm running it in 4 hours and 30 minutes. I broadcast it to the world. I broadcast it to my friends. I broadcast it to my family members. I broadcast it to my children. And as I was running, my pacer said, Antonio, he said, guess what? Your family, they're there in the stadium, because the race ended in a baseball field. And you came in on the outfield, and the finish line is so cool. The finish line is right by third base. He said, you have done this so many times. It's not your first marathon, Antonio. You have 4 miles left, Antonio. You've run 4 miles over and over again. Your wife is there. Your children are there. They're waiting on you. They're so excited that you will get here on time. Because when you leave from here, you drive back. You're going to take an hour and a half drive back to where you live. And then you're going to go to your daughter's soccer game and your son's soccer game. And originally, we were just going to focus on the marathon. And then we were going to cancel all of the soccer games that evening. But I told my wife, I say, no. I thought about it. I said, you know what? I'm running 4 hours and 30 minutes. We're going to have enough time for me to finish the race. And we're going to go to the soccer game. And that was my motivation. Because here's one of the things that kept me. I said, I did not want to take so long to finish this race. And my kids are waiting to go to their soccer game. And I did not want to make my kids late to their soccer game. Oh, there's so much we could talk about. If you want to achieve something in life, you set the objective and you go after it. Lessons for my marathon. Let's look what we talk about today. Lessons for my marathon. If you want to achieve a goal in life, you set that objective and go after it. Number one, we talk about today that you don't have to do it all by yourself. Get over it. Swallow that pride and ask for help. Even the Bible says, if you want help, ask for it. And we could do a whole lot of podcasts on that. But you don't have to do it by yourself. Number two, in the words of Mr. David He, my pacer, who I dedicate this podcast to, that sometimes in life to reach your destiny or to achieve the objective, sometimes you just have to adjust your strategy. So you might have the idea that you're going to fly there and you started to fly. Then the plane had some mechanical problems. The plane stopped. So now you're still going to get to your destination because the plane is not going to leave until the next day. So what you're going to do? Either you're going to rent a car and drive. Are you going to take a train or are you going to take a boat ride? But you're still going to get to that destination. It's just that the strategy has changed. What in life that you are going after that maybe you need to change the strategy today? And number three, don't be afraid to broadcast to the world what your purpose is in life, what you are achieving in life, and what you're going after. Because in our mind, we say, if I tell them that I'm going to run a marathon, what happens if I don't finish? Whatever you want to achieve in this world, announce it to the universe that you are here. This is who I am. This is what I'm going after. And don't be afraid. Even if you don't make it all the way, but you attempt to do it. But we don't want no one to know what we do, and we want to be secretive inside fulfilling purpose. But when it comes to fulfilling purpose in life, there is no need to be secretive. If you want to achieve something in life, set the objective and go after it. If there is no objective, then there's nothing to go after. Every day, set a goal, set an objective. Do you know? After that marathon on Saturday, I'm already talking about, I was talking to some of my friends and my children. Oh, daddy's looking for 2024, baby. I'm looking for two more. I'm sniffing it out. I'm looking for two more marathons. And instead of doing 4 minutes and 4 hours and 30 minutes, let me announce to the world, I'm going to go after 4 hours and 15 minutes. Announced to the world, next year, I'm going to run a marathon, two marathons. And one of them I'm going to do, the first one, I'm going to do it in 4 hours. In 15 minutes. This is Winners for Life Coaching Podcast. Thank you for listening to Winners for Life Coaching Podcast. A place where you discover your success, your greatness, your purpose, your destiny, and become all what you were designed to be. My name is Antonio Landis Thompson, King Tones. And remember, the best, I mean, and the greatest thing in the world to be alive is today. Lessons I learned from my marathon. Lessons I learned from my pacer, Mr. David He. If you want to achieve something in life, you set the objective. You go after it. There are people in life that are willing to help you. Sometimes you need to adjust the strategy just to achieve the goal. Don't be afraid to announce to the world, this is what I'm going after, and this is what I'm going to accomplish. There is so much potential inside of you. There's so much greatness inside of you. Tap into that potential. Release that greatness inside of you. I never, never, never give up. Whenever you feel like giving up, I want you to listen to this podcast so this can be an encouragement to you, and share this podcast with your friends and people all around the world. If they feel like giving up today, you let them listen to this. Don't you never give up on your dreams, because there's so much greatness inside of you. Release your greatness today.